The bottom line here is that we have this Constitutional Revision Commission coming up, and it is an opportunity to make real change in the Florida Constitution.
Carol Weissert is director of the Leroy Collins Institution at Florida State University, which helps sponsor the study.
And if we, the citizens of Florida, don't take advantage of that, then it's going to be missed for another 20 years. So this is an opportunity that comes along every 20 years.
36 people, both Republicans and Democrats, have been named to the CRC by Governor Rick Scott, Senate President Joe Negron, House Speaker Richard Corcoran, and Chief Justice Jorge Labarga.
Going into the constitutional revision, it's a blank sheet of paper to do what we think is appropriate and what we think will benefit the state for the next generation.
One of Negron's picks is former State Senator Don Gates of Niceville.
He and I had talked during the last legislative session. The two of us consulted a little bit about how he was going to appoint people who would represent the Senate, and he asked me if I'd be interested, and then he contacted me just before the deadline and said, Don, you better get your paperwork in.
The CRC will have plenty of work to do. At 58,000 words, the Florida Constitution is seven times the length of its U.S. counterpart. More space is given in the state document for the care of pregnant pigs than for the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution.
I do think that the Constitution of Florida reads a little bit like the Book of Leviticus. It's long and it's got a lot of don'ts and do's in it. I have no agenda going into it. There's not a part of the Constitution I particularly want to change.
Attorney General Pam Bondi is the 37th member, and businessman Carlos Baruff, who ran for the U.S. Senate in 2016, was appointed chairman by Governor Rick Scott.
He's a very close friend of Governor Scott's, a strong campaign contributor to the governor, and the governor has appointed somebody who he has confidence in. It doesn't mean that he's in charge of it. It doesn't mean he gets to decide how it ends, but he's the presiding officer.
The commission will begin work next month as the 2017 legislative session begins to wind down. The next year, says Gates, will be busy.
Debating, listening, holding public hearings, examining the existing Constitution, and then recommending changes to the voters in the November 2018 general election. So that's what we'll be doing for the next year in order to plan for the next 20 years in Florida's future.
And while the CRC is made up of people from various walks of life, the general rule is that no special knowledge of the Constitution or governmental experience is necessary to serve.
They did look for people who had a demonstrated background, either in civic affairs or in business. We have an interesting collection of people, the usual lawyers and politicians, but we also have business people and individuals who've been involved just in local government and local civic activities. I think it's a good cross-section of the state.
The call for a Constitution Revision Commission every 20 years comes from the Florida Constitution itself. Article 11, Section 2. It's also one of five ways the Constitution can be altered. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.